Gee, a money tree would be nice.
Yeah, it'd be grand. I knew that you would see it our way because we explained it very fully. I'm not going to get it notarized, but you accept what I said, my friend. All you got to do is step over here to our patented magic meadow.
Yeah, I'll help you. I'll dig the hole.
Well, what do you fellas get out of this?
Nothing, Pinocchio. Nothing. All we want is the reward that comes from doing good to others.
There, a nice deep hole, pal. Just drop the 5 gold pieces in the ground. Now, I'll cover it all up. Spread a little mulch over it. Water it good.
Now what do I do, gentlemen?
You just go back to town, wait a couple hours, you know, taking a newsreel movie or something like that. And when you come back out here, Viola! Your magic money tree ought to be full of gold pieces.
Gee, I don't know how to thank you.
Well, it's nothing, actually. It's real nothing, you know. Well, ta-ta, Pinocchio. I'll see you at the bank, laughing all the way.
Well, then what happened, oh father of fathers?
Well, when Pinocchio went out in the magic meadow to see if his money tree was growing, he found nothing but an empty hole in the ground. That fibbing fox and sly cat had bilked little Pinocchio out of the money he was supposed to take to his dear old dad. It's enough to make a grown man cry.
There, there, dear old daddy mine. Get hold of yourself. We haven't even reached the denouement of the story yet.
I'm sorry, my son, but I'm so emotional. I cry when I watch a TV commercial. And speaking of crying, that's what poor little Pinocchio did when his gold was stolen.
If I had only listened to my father and gone to school, I wouldn't be in this trouble now.
Well, well, if it isn't Pinocchio.
It's the cricket.
More than just a plain old cricket, Pinocchio. Don't forget, I'm your conscience.
I guess I did forget about my conscience.
And why are you crying, Pinocchio?
I'm crying because my father won't let me go to school.
Pinocchio wasn't telling the truth. So at that moment, his nose grew 3 inches longer.
Hold it, Pinocchio. You are not telling the truth. Why won't your father let you go to school, Pinocchio?
He says it's too expensive, and besides, it's a waste of time.
Well, when Pinocchio told a double fib, his nose grew twice as long. You see, poor Pinocchio had not learned yet how important it is to tell the truth.
Cricket, look, my poor nose. It's getting longer and longer. People will laugh at me.
That's what comes from telling fibs, Pinocchio. I tried to warn you, but nobody listens to their conscience.
But, Cricket, how can I get my nose back to its right size?
Well, telling the truth might help a little.
Oh, I'll tell the truth. I've learned my lesson, but from now on, I'll tell nothing but the truth.
Okay, Pinocchio. Why aren't you in school?
Well, to tell you the truth, I thought it would be more fun to play than to go to school.
Well, Pinocchio was telling the truth. And right away, his long nose shrunk down to its usual size.
Well, Pinocchio, as your conscience, I think you'd better go back home to your father. Be a good kid and start to school.
Oh, I will, Cricket, I promise.
And with that, Pinocchio went back home to see his poor old dad. But when Pinocchio got back home, there was nobody there. His father was missing. Pinocchio looked everywhere, but couldn't find his dad. Finally, one of the neighbors told Pinocchio that his father had left the village to go look for his runaway boy.
Poor old Geppetto. Don't that sort of grab you, dear old pater of mine?
It breaks me up, Boggy Doggy, and it broke Pinocchio up, too. Suddenly, he realized he'd been a bad boy and broken his daddy's heart. Now he must go out and search for his father until he finds him. After looking for days, without results. Pinocchio happened to pass by a fisherman's village on the ocean.
Have you seen Geppetto around here, sir?
Yes, my boy. Are you a friend of Geppetto's?
I am Geppetto's little boy.
So you're Pinocchio. It's you the old man was searching for when it happened.
When what happened?
Well, after Geppetto searched all over the countryside and couldn't find you, he borrowed a fisherman's boat and set out to sea to try to find you.
Where is my father now?
You'll have to be brave, lad. Geppetto's little boat was attacked by the giant whale, and Geppetto never came back.
Poor little Pinocchio. He didn't realize how much he loved his dad until he was gone.